Francesca Di Marco, Embracing and Leveraging Diverse Communities. Interview by Cameron Rasmussen. There's no simple recipe for building a global community. Depending on a project's goals and scope, the approach can shift dramatically. But there are some commonalities. Culture matters. History matters. Language matters. Policies and procedures matter. And Francesca Di Marco understands it all. From a background in academia to language work in video games and social media, Di Marco's fascination with language took her to equally fascinating places. Now the head of internationalization at Pinterest, Di Marco finds herself building global communities every single day, both on the micro and macro levels. There's Pinterest itself, of course, a global community with an estimated 500 million users. And no less important, despite the smaller scale, Di Marco's team of talented professionals around the world works in harmony to make Pinterest a welcoming and enjoyable place for everyone, regardless of country and culture. Language can be used to divide or to unite, and Di Marco knows how to wield its power for positive ends. She took the time to tell Multilingual Magazine all about it. Thanks for taking the time to talk. Everyone arrives at language and internationalization work by a different path. Was this an interest from a young age, or did you find it somewhere in the process of your education or career?
Language was not a passion per se, but a tool to embark on so many journeys. Growing up in Italy, I learned that a short flight could transport you to an entirely different world. Every sign and conversation was a fresh challenge, sparking my imagination that the world is a cultural playground just waiting to be explored. And learning the language is like having the ultimate cheat code to unlock all those hidden levels. In college, I decided to major in Japanese history because, apparently, nothing says fun to me like the intricate relationship between Japan and fascist Italy in the 1920s. Alongside my historical deep dives, I dove headfirst into learning Japanese. I enrolled in a private language school so intense it made boot camp look like a leisurely yoga retreat. I won 2 scholarships and fully immersed myself in Japanese culture, spending 3 years living and studying in Japan. These years were the ultimate behind-the-scenes tour, offering insights that no textbook could ever provide. I juggled roles that would make any multitasker proud, interpreting in bustling Japanese factories for Italian workers, translating for renowned soccer players and Japanese journalists at the most unexpected biology conferences, and let's not forget my stint interpreting at S&M bars for Italian photojournalists in Tokyo, because why not add a little spice to your resume? Each gig was an adventure, keeping life far from dull and teaching me invaluable soft skills. Quickly understanding what your clients value and need is key. As my time in Japan was wrapping up, life decided to throw me a plot twist. A college friend had set me up for an interview with a Japanese game company. Imagine me, completing a Japanese language test, sending back 26 pages via fax, yes, fax, and somehow landing the job. That single fax kickstarted a decade-long career working with RPGs, role-playing games, and action games, earning me the title of heroine in my kids' eyes. Despite the rewarding experiences in gaming, the siren call of academia was irresistible. I transitioned to teaching Japanese language and Japanese history, sharing my passion across 3 countries and 5 colleges before finally settling at Stanford University in California. So here I am, part historian, part language ninja, and full-time adventurer. My journey in localization was about to begin.
What brought you to Pinterest? And what steps in your career got you there?
Despite my unwavering passion for Japanese history, something just didn't add up. I was craving a dynamic environment where my work could make a real difference. More importantly, I yearned to collaborate with others instead of being the lone wolf constantly challenging myself. I was ready to trade in the serene stacks of academia for the bustling chaos of a tech office. My first plunge into the corporate world was with Twitter, where I took on the role of vendor manager within the localization team. Navigating project timelines and keeping up with the relentless pace of the industry was nothing short of exhilarating. I was jet-setting to Dublin with my then 4-month-old son, breastfeeding him between meetings, or leaving him behind and pumping milk to ship back home. Talk about tech's top-notch perks. but it didn't take long to realize that I wanted to channel all my energy into my passions. Enter Pinterest. Almost 8 years ago, Pinterest was a vibrant 800-employee company bubbling with immense potential. When I saw a position open up to build their localization team, something just clicked. I've always believed that to truly excel in what you do, you need to love the product you're working on. And I loved Pinterest. As a power user, I wasn't just a fan, I was part of the community. The idea of shaping the localization strategy for a platform I already adored was irresistible. It was my dream job, and I knew I had to grab it. Joining Pinterest wasn't just a career move, it was a leap into a space where I could blend my passion for cultural adaptation with cutting-edge technology. The opportunity to learn without the fear of failure was incredibly appealing. That's the academic in me, the insatiable curiosity and the desire to continuously grow and explore new ideas. Moreover, the luxury of working with super creative, fun, and smart people, each with their own unique creative edge, created an environment where I could truly thrive. Here, I've not only built and led a localization team with infectious energy but also found brilliant friends and amazing coworkers. It's been one wild, rewarding ride ever since.
What approach to internationalization and global development do you bring to Pinterest? What is the vision you and the company are trying to realize?
At Pinterest, internationalization and global growth are cornerstone strategies essential to our mission of inspiring users worldwide. With a deep understanding of diverse markets, my team focuses on creating localized experiences that resonate culturally and linguistically with our international users. By prioritizing internationalization, we aim to break down cultural barriers and foster a space where creativity and inspiration thrive without geographic limitations. Our vision at Pinterest is to cultivate a unified global community where every user feels seen, heard, and inspired. One of the most exciting aspects of our international efforts is utilizing sentiment analysis to gauge user feedback from millions around the globe. This real-time data provides invaluable insights into user preferences, feature requests, and cultural nuances. It's both humbling and motivating to witness firsthand how our platform impacts diverse communities, driving us to continually refine and innovate. The feedback we receive from our global user base reinforces our commitment to excellence. Understanding what our users value and need allows us to prioritize initiatives that enhance their Pinterest experience. This user-centric approach not only fuels our growth but also ensures that we remain a trusted and beloved platform worldwide.
You have extensive experience connecting teams regardless of location and responsibilities. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in that role?
One of the first things I learned is to never assume that everyone thrives at work like I do. Throughout my career, I've had the privilege of leading and connecting diverse teams scattered across the globe. We're talking full-time employees, freelancers, seasoned leaders, and eager newbies, all with their own backgrounds, education levels, and mindsets. Managing this eclectic mix taught me some invaluable lessons about building high-performing, cohesive teams. First off, recognizing and aligning with what each team member values are game changers. Whether it's that sweet financial bonus, climbing the career ladder, basking in public recognition, or simply having the flexibility to work those unconventional hours, understanding what lights a fire under each person allows me to tailor my leadership approach. Some people thrive on titles and accolades, while others might prefer the autonomy to balance their work and personal lives. By addressing these unique motivators, I try to make everyone feel valued and engaged, which in turn boosts loyalty and productivity. Creating a cohesive team culture is absolutely paramount, especially when you're managing a group with such diverse backgrounds and expertise. When team members feel like they're part of a community, collaboration and support naturally flourish. This means establishing clear communication channels, promoting transparency, and encouraging open dialogue where every voice is heard and respected. It's like conducting an orchestra. When everyone plays their part in harmony, the result is something beautiful and greater than the sum of its parts. Lastly, global teams bring a wealth of diverse perspectives that can be harnessed for strategic advantage. Embracing and leveraging this diversity is crucial for innovation and problem-solving. I encourage the sharing of different viewpoints and ensure that diverse voices are included in decision-making processes. It's like having a toolbox with every possible tool. You're ready to fix anything that comes your way.
As technology evolves, we're all relearning how to work with the new tools in play. You yourself need to upskill and reskill localization project management, LPM, teams with large language models, LLMs, in the mix. What does that balance look like, and what can other enterprises learn from your experience?
As technology continues to advance, particularly with the integration of LLMs, adapting our approach to LPM has become essential. However, balancing stability with innovation while maintaining high-quality production can be challenging. At Pinterest, I recently spearheaded a significant reorganization of our LPM team, our first major structural change in 8 years. This transformative move established three focused subteams. The strategists are dedicated to shaping our long-term vision and ensuring our localization efforts align with Pinterest's broader business objectives. The operations team focuses exclusively on maintaining seamless production, guaranteeing that our high standards of quality remain unwavering. Meanwhile, the newly formed research and development (R&D) team is empowered to experiment with artificial intelligence (AI), particularly LLMs, scrutinize existing processes, and identify efficiencies without disrupting ongoing operations. This triad ensures that our production continues smoothly while allowing the tech-savvy R&D team the freedom to innovate, fail, and iterate without fear. Once the R&D team matures its innovations, these new processes are shared with the strategists and operations teams, enabling us to productionalize advancements seamlessly. This approach not only preserves the integrity of our current operations but also accelerates our ability to integrate cutting-edge technologies. In this new structure, I feel we effectively balance between our perfectionists and our explorers, whom I affectionately call our chaos wranglers and our tinkerers. Our priority remains to upskill and reskill our team members, to become more technical, AI solution managers and orchestrators of agentic systems. This continual development ensures that our team remains adaptable and prepared for whatever innovations lie ahead. One of the lessons from this reorganization is realizing how transitioning to a new structure requires courage to embrace change and recognize that the future may differ from our initial expectations. However, once the team members immerse themselves in this new world of possibilities, the abstract becomes tangible, and excitement naturally follows. By fostering an environment in which experimentation is encouraged and failure is seen as a stepping stone to success, we can unlock new levels of creativity and efficiency.
Do you think that balance will change as LLMs continue to evolve in their sophistication and capabilities? What are the biggest opportunities and challenges you foresee?
The balance and organization of our internationalization team at Pinterest will inevitably transform again. Our teams will increasingly need to blend technical prowess with deep localization expertise, shifting our focus from solely language and culture to a more comprehensive understanding of market experience. Upskilling our team is paramount to successfully navigate this transition. I encourage my team members to embrace this technological evolution by attending conferences, enrolling in professional courses, and actively cultivating their knowledge and mastery of LLMs. This proactive approach ensures that our team remains empowered rather than intimidated by new technologies. Additionally, as these tools take on more operational tasks, we recognize the need for more senior, strategic thinkers in our ranks. These leaders will guide the integration of advanced technologies, focusing on strategic initiatives and long-term vision rather than day-to-day operations.
Now that we're firmly in the age of LLMs, who do you consider to be the main stakeholders? How do they compare with the stakeholders of years gone by?
The landscape of stakeholders in our localization efforts has undergone a significant transformation. In the past, our primary focus was on product teams, ensuring that our offerings were finely tuned for diverse markets. However, with automation handling much of the groundwork, the spotlight has shifted to our sales teams. Sales drives high-visibility content that requires extensive adaptation and customization at a higher cost compared with other content types. Thanks to LLMs, we can now collaborate more closely with sales, fulfilling their requests with greater speed and flexibility, promising enhanced customization and faster deliverables. Additionally, we've learned the critical importance of cross-functional collaboration. For example, our partnership network has expanded to include machine learning engineers who rely on our internationalization processes to evaluate and optimize outputs for non-English markets. We collaborate closely with these engineers to develop ethical AI guardrails effective across all our markets. Writers have also emerged as key stakeholders. We now partner with them to leverage shared briefs and concept boards, integrating this information into LLMs to generate customized content for international audiences. This evolving ecosystem at Pinterest fosters relationships with a broader array of partners, creating a dynamic and interconnected network. Embracing this transformation allows us to offer greater adaptation, customization, and speed, ultimately driving stronger global engagement and satisfaction.
I understand you pursue some fascinating interests, for instance, documentary filmmaking and modern Japanese history. Could you tell us a little about that?
Back in my academic days, I was knee-deep in teaching the military history of the Asia-Pacific War and the modern history of Japan. But my true passion was the history of medicine in Japan. I even penned a manuscript titled Suicide in 20th Century Japan, which explores the evolution of the concept of suicide in modern psychology and psychiatry. I continued writing about the history of suicide even after transitioning to tech, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Filmmaking came next. It was when I moved to tech that I felt something was missing. My heart longed for storytelling. So, I enrolled in film school while juggling my role at Twitter. During this period, I crafted two short documentaries. One standout project was Who Won the War, a film about a Japanese Hiroshima survivor. Meeting him felt like destiny calling after my stint in academia, proof that sometimes the best stories find you when you least expect them. These days, I'm bursting with ideas that have a hard time consolidating into projects. If only I had more time, I'd dive into another ambitious project exploring intergenerational trauma. But until then, I continue to do research and wait for that serendipitous encounter that sparks my next project. Cheers to embracing the unexpected and finding joy in every new chapter.
This article was written by Cameron Rasmussen, a senior writer and editor for Multilingual Media. Originally published in Multilingual Magazine, issue 237, February 2025.